Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hello.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And no, none of us ever change our clothes. All right, so this week we're going to talk about our top three best Disney resort entertainment. So this is entertainment specifically for a specific resort. And all the, you know, all the resorts do something, but we figured we'd narrow it down to our top three. Steve, I'm going to let you start. What is your number three?
Number three, I have, the drawing classes similar to the, the Animation Academy that used to exist in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now they have those drawing classes at Art of Animation where you can learn to draw Mickey.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, different Disney characters. And it was always one of my favorite things at Hollywood Studios. You know, you're waiting for your fast pass and you do that. But now you can do that actually at the hotel. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Sean, what about you?
All right. My number three is actually the Disney campgrounds. I think they're kind of underused by a lot of people, but I mean, it's such a nice break from Disney if you have that day to go do archery and canoeing and horseback riding. There's just so many things it has to offer, especially as a family outing to like be active and not like eat garbage and all that kind of stuff all day. So,
well, you know what's funny is that I spent a lot of time thinking about like what would be on my list, and like I completely forgot all that stuff that they do. I didn't even know that they do the, which is why I wanted to do this particular show, because I didn't even know they did the animation stuff at Art of Animation, and I completely forgot about, you know, the horseback riding. Mm-hmm. They do so much stuff over at Fort Wilderness, so that's cool. My number three actually is the boardwalk. You know, I grew up on the Jersey Shore, so there is a certain, you know, even though it's a stylized, you know, turn of the century type environment, I think that, you know, between Jelly Rolls, which arguably the best club at Walt Disney World, you've got the games and stuff on the, you know, the boardwalk games, that are kind of cool. You have the Abracadabar there, which is a really cool place just to go hang and have a drink. You know, just, and there's always like some Streetmosphere guy out there doing magic tricks or doing something out there on the boardwalk. There's always something going on, and I always thought that was, you know, very unique entertainment for any resort, but especially at Disney World. So, but that made my number three. What about number two for you, Steve?
My number two is actually Sean's number three. So all the entertainment and fun things that you can do at Fort Wilderness, but I will especially include and make note of the fact that Hoop-Dee-Doo Review is there, and having that night to, you know, that's a huge production in itself that I think if, not only if you're just staying at Fort Wilderness, but if you're staying at Walt Disney World, that's kind of a must-do.
Absolutely.
For me, at least. So
the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Yes. So, yeah, that was my number two.
Sean?
All right. Actually, my number two was the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review.
You all stole from me.
That was my number two. I have personal bias with it, I guess. So, because I know people that are in it and everything. So,
Being coy.
Yeah, it's really. It actually is a really good show. I mean, it's like on paper, it's like $65 for people to sing like Hokey Pokey and stuff, but like it really is a great show. It's a really good family time. The food is excellent, and you know, it's one of those like memory kind of places where you make memories with your kids more so than sitting in the hotel or, you know, going to the food court area of the hotel. So,
Number two for me, and no, we did not coordinate these before time. Hoop-Dee-Doo Review over at Fort Wilderness. Longest running dinner show in America. This has been running since the 70s. It is, you know, as Sean pointed out, you know, on paper, this should really suck. But I think because the talent of the entertainment, the entertainers, is what... It is really what elevates the material.
It also just seems like everything you know, you have, like you said, on paper, this shouldn't be that great.
Right.
But everything about it is, it comes together so well. Like the venue that it's held in, the entertainment, the history of it, mm-hmm. the food that you're eating, like it just kind of snowballs into this really great thing out of almost nothing.
Well, right. You know, Teresa's son, Max, called it Hee Haw Live.
Right.
So, because that was before he saw it.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that's kind of like the image it has. But you have that entertainment, you have the food, mm-hmm. the fried chicken and ribs and cornbread are just legendary, and they're so good. It is the same stuff you can get at Trail's End, which is the buffet restaurant right next to it. But getting like all you can eat chicken and ribs, yeah. and that show,
and you incorporate that with everything. Like I also think you make a night of it when you do this. When you go to Hoop Dee Doo, that it almost feels like you're going to an event. Well, you are going to an event, and it adds something special to a Disney vacation. That I think if people are looking for some way to take their vacation above and beyond, maybe, hey, mm-hmm. we've never done this before, what can we do to really make it special? If they haven't done Hoop Dee Doo Musical Review, that's something that can clearly make it special, I think.
Agreed.
I'll also, on a side note with it, if it's not your thing and you're like, oh, like the sound of Hee Haw, like country and all this kind of stuff that's not good, it's with your ticket, it's also included for like all you can drink kind of deal, where there's
it's sangria,
it's unlimited sangria and unlimited beer as well. So if you don't enjoy the show,
you can drink yourself in a submission.
You can make yourself enjoy the show. Yeah, really. So.
All right. So Steve, we'll come to you. Number one.
Okay. My number one, I'll just start by saying for a long time I'd heard about this and I said, I'll get to it. But Yeehaw Bob, when I saw
you
Yeehaw
all
Bob,
like you stole from me.
Well, I'm sorry, but Yeehaw Bob is, I mean, great minds think alike. What can I say? Yeehaw Bob is excellent. He is a presence in himself. He's such a crazy, like, zany guy that knows how to, he's such a performer that's got to be my number one.
Sean?
Okay, my number one kind of isn't a specific thing. I put resort hopping. So it is just a thing. You can take an entire day with your family for free and go to all the different resorts that you've never been to. You might find one that you're like, oh, wow, like this is really beautiful. I'd love to stay here. I mean, Art of Animation, you can see all the drawings and the cells from the different movies. And the Grand Floridian, there's, you know, piano players and all these different things as you jump around from place to place. The Polynesian has, like, Trader Sam's. And if just taking a day extra that you would have spent in the parks and you're like, oh, we want to conserve a little bit of money this time, then literally go around to the different resorts and see what the other ones have to offer for next time. So,
well, my number one was Yeehaw Bob, mm-hmm. Over at Port Orleans. His popularity is there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And when I say popular, I mean, you better get there. Do you want a seat?
Yeah.
You want to get there an hour and a half early.
Yeah.
Because it fills up. He is beloved by the fans.
There are people that stay at Riverside.
So specifically for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He is a real draw for that resort. Just don't eat dinner there because your options is that vile boat rights, which honestly, I don't know why they don't burn that to the ground and start again. But eat dinner somewhere else and then go and see Yeehaw Bob because just a phenomenal, you know, phenomenal entertainer, just, and it's very family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts on a phenomenal show. So,
and he gets everyone involved in, like, you know, you're not just watching the performance, you're kind of part of the performance. And so I think that's why, you know, kids love it because they see their parents loving it. And
right.
It kind of, you know, comes this whole big.
Well, it just has that cross generational appeal.
Right. Everyone's going to love it. So,
yeah. Absolutely. So there you go. Those are our top three picks for best entertainment at the Disney resorts. And that will do it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next week with another edition of the best and worst of Walt Disney World. Thanks for being with us.